And hi, my name is Pat, and I am a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I would like to do a commentary on day 83. I'll read the verse again at the top of the page. This is from Psalm 27, verse 5. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. I had underlined in the day of trouble, and it was a reminder to me that in this life I will have trouble, but be of good cheer. And this is what Jesus said in John 16:33, that I will indeed have trouble, not that I might have trouble, that I will have trouble. And I have said before that when I was a new Christian, that was a real shock to me, that my troubles were not going to end, you know, on this lifetime. In fact, people were very clear with me that because I was following in the footsteps of Jesus, that indeed I would have some battles that I would not even seem possible before. And because I was a threat to the evil one, and also I was walking behind the Lord, and so I was also going to suffer as he has suffered. And one of the things that has helped me in that is to not be surprised at it, because it used to be that I was surprised at suffering. Like I said, I didn't think I was going to have to deal with it. And I like it in 1 Peter chapter 4, Peter says in verses 12 through 16, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ. He says, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. And so my troubles, again, are going to come. But when they do come, I can actually rejoice because I realize that I am walking in the footsteps of the Lord. And I also can be rejoicing because I have the Holy Spirit living in me. And there is nothing on the outside that is stronger than what I have on the inside. And the Lord has already promised me that he will never leave me. So I know that I am being taken care of and I don't have to worry about it. I will have trials, like I said. And sometimes the trials that I have are physical trials, and sometimes they are emotional trials. But whether they are physical or emotional, they can be a threat against my spiritual life if I did not put my mind in the right place. And that's what I have been called to do, is to make sure, you know, that I put on the full armor of God, you know, to you know, have his word hidden in my heart so that I don't fall into sin. Especially that sin of fear. And God knows that he stands guard over me. And I also love that verse in 1 Corinthians 10:13, where it says that there is no temptation or no trial that has overtaken me except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let me be tested beyond what I can bear. But when I am tested, he will always provide a way out so that I can stand up under it. And that's the thing that I have to focus my mind on a lot of times when things get rocky and they hurt, is that where is the way out? Where is the way that the Lord is showing me where I can stand? How is he strengthening me? And I will look for that place. It says in Psalm 27:5, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. And I know I have experienced that sheltering peace. I think about it when one of our children was going through a rebellious stage, a very rebellious one, and was getting into trouble and hurting themselves, and it was so painful to see them go through this. And there would be times when I wouldn't know where they were. And that would just break my heart. And sometimes I would wake up at night and think about what could possibly they could be in, what kind of, you know, situation they could be in. And I could almost feel like I could not sleep or could not rest until the Lord, you know, would come to me with verses. I know that there's a verse of 2 Chronicles 20, 15b, where Jesus says, the Lord says, do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God. And so I can have emotional trials that can be very, very painful. And I have had my physical trials too. I know 5 years ago when I was so sick in the hospital almost for 30 days and in a fair amount of pain. And even the painkillers were not working. And the Lord showed me that I can actually focus on His Word and listen to His Word, and I will still be able to withstand the pain in it because of who He is. That verse in Romans has been proven to me again and again, that nothing can separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And I don't enjoy being in physical pain by any stretch of the imagination. I would care not to have to do it, but I'm so grateful that there is a God who is with me. He never leaves me. He is there for me. That He is definitely my shelter. He's my safe dwelling place. It says about the Lord that He will hide me in the shelter of His tabernacle. And I think about the power of God's Word. I was sharing this morning, one of the best investments that I made was when I got the Bible on one of these little portable devices. They're about the size of a MP3 player. Sometimes they even look like them, but they're called, some of them are called Now Bibles. And some of them are called Wow Bibles, but they are, and some are called Go Bibles, and you can find them mostly at places like Christian.com, ChristianBooks.com. And like I said, that investment has really proven its worth to me. There have been times like when I'll be out and I'm waiting for something, I can take the time to listen to the Word of God because it's indeed powerful and active. Or there have been times again where I've gotten into fear again and to take the Lord's Word out again and to listen to it and to meditate on it actually helps me through these periods of time. I think about, I was thinking about my feelings and my thoughts and how they're all connected, and how I think affects how I feel, and how I feel affects how I act, and how I act affects how I live, and how I live can impact the lives of others. And for this I will be held accountable for when Jesus Christ returns. How did I impact the lives of others? That will be the big question. And I am praying that the answer will be, up until the time that I die, you know, that I will not do anything that will hurt the name of the Lord. I love it that, that it says that in the Bible that I am transformed by the renewing of my mind. And so I pray to give the Lord time to do that transforming, to get in His Word, and to learn and to grow. And so I pray that I will choose to stay in the Word of God, despite the accusations from the devil. The devil would like for me to drop the Word of God. I know there's some people who put in the front of their Bible those little verses, and it says that this book will keep you from the evil one, or the evil one will keep you from this book. And so there's true warfare going on, and I pray that I can get ready for the onslaught by being in the Word of God. In the a reading that talked about natural disasters, and I know that in my 60 years, I have learned about hurricanes, and I saw, on the 911 and all of those things in there, and the earthquakes, listening about the earthquakes, and so those are indeed natural disasters, and I have also observed how it destroys. And so I have to keep in mind that my mind acts in the same way, and so I have to do the things, or let me say this, I choose to do the things that strengthen my spiritual walk. I want to be a good witness for the Lord, and there are many legions of demons that are out there to try to act the opposite. They don't want me to be in true warfare. I mean, they don't want me to win. They want to win in that warfare. It says in that second paragraph, it says, I have been held in safety through the truth of God's word. The Bible says about the word of God that it is powerful and active, sharper than any double-edged sword, penetrating even to dividing soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. And I'm very grateful that the word does that for me. It says, talking about verses that I have hidden in my heart, rise to the surface and remind me who I am in Christ. And I'm grateful again that I am a redeemed child of the King. And these are not empty words that the Lord himself has brought that assurance. He has placed his spirit in me. And the last thing I'll say is that in that next and the last paragraph, the last sentence, I said, what force in this world is greater than the spirit of Jesus who lives in our hearts? Very, very grateful that he does live in my heart. And I just would like to end with that Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19, where Jesus is at the front end of his ministry, and he comes into the synagogue, and he reads that it actually, from the Isaiah, and it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. And that is really true. He has anointed me just like he has anointed you. And that's why I love these meetings, so that I can be equipped from your brand of anointing. But I am going to stop there, and I'm going to ask our shepherd,